AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tensions are high in the Middle East following this week's assassinations of a top Hezbollah commander and a Hamas political chief. Norman Hall reports that's prompting a boost to the U.S. military presence.
The U.S. Defense Department will move a fighter jet squadron to the Middle East and maintain an aircraft carrier in the region. The move by the Pentagon comes as President Joe Biden made good on his promise to beef up the American military presence to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and safeguard U.S. troops. In a statement, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also ordered additional ballistic missile defense-capable cruisers and destroyers to the European and Middle East regions. Steps are also being taken to send more land-based ballistic missile defense weapons there. I'm Norman Hall.
And Karen Chamas reports there's growing unrest in Venezuela after its disputed presidential election.
Masked assailants ransacked a Venezuela opposition leader's headquarters. The party of Maria Corina Machado said valuable documents and equipment were hauled away in the raid. Images published by Machado's party on social media show several walls covered in black spray paint. The attack comes as top officials, including Nicolás Maduro, have threatened to arrest the opposition leader. Machado has gone into hiding as she seeks to rally Venezuelans and the international community to challenge the presidential election results. I'm Karen Chamas.
British police are bracing for more far-right protests this weekend, the government warning of a tough response after clashes erupted following a stabbing attack that killed three children in northwest England. Vice President Kamala Harris has secured enough delegate votes to become the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. Meg Kennard reports it came 2 weeks ahead of the convention in a virtual roll call like during COVID.
It's a process that they're using again, in part to get around some other states like Ohio that had certain rules in place that Democrats said would have impeded their whole nomination process.
This is AP News. The National Hurricane Center warns a storm system brewing over Cuba will likely strengthen into a tropical storm by Saturday night and could inundate Florida, possibly triggering flooding. Jackie Quinn has details.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for much of the state because torrential rain is expected to fall from the Florida Keys through the central part of the state into the western panhandle. Low-lying coastal and urban areas hit hard in June are expected to get flooded again. Sandbags have been distributed from Fort Lauderdale to Tampa. This tropical cyclone could develop into a tropical storm, which would be named Debbie if it strengthens. This system could cross over the panhandle Sunday into the Atlantic, threatening Georgia and the Carolinas early next week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.